The new way for farmers to share ideas and learn from each other. That's coming up on This Land of Ours. Farmer-to-farmer networks. They're becoming more and more common these days, cropping up all over This Land of Ours. It's an informal way of putting local producers together to share ideas, common interests, and education. Maude Powell of Oregon State University Extension says some structure is needed in the form of at least one person spearheading the organization.
Someone that's making sure to communicate with people, that's setting up the scheduling events, that's making sure people are punctual, that events start and end on time. That type of thing, I think, is important to keep people coming back.
Powell says these networks work well with any type of farmer, large or small in size, as long as there's a common interest, say by region or commodity. Communication can be done through emails, listservs, or social media, or even better, if time allows, face-to-face interaction through gatherings, whether formal meetings or just visiting a member's farm to learn how they do things. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.